Good morning. I would like to call to order this meeting of the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. It is Wednesday, October 26, 2016. All three commissioners are present, and that constitutes a quorum. First up, we have a resolution proclaiming October 27, 2016 as Lights On After School Day in Lincoln County. The scheduled presenter of the resolution, Deborah Jones of the Youth Development Coalition of Lincoln County, is out of town attending a conference, so I will be reading the resolution and will adopt it. Whereas the Youth Development Coalition of Lincoln County stands firmly committed to quality after-school programs and opportunities because they provide safe, challenging, and engaging learning experiences that help children develop social, emotional, physical, and academic skills, support working families by ensuring their children are safe and productive after the regular school day ends, build stronger communities by involving students, parents, business leaders, and adult volunteers in the lives of young people, thereby promoting positive relationships among youth, families, and adults, engage families, schools, and community partners in advancing the welfare of our children. And whereas the Youth Development Coalition's member organizations have provided significant leadership in the area of community involvement in the education and well-being of our youth, grounded in the principle that quality after-school programs are key to helping our children become successful adults. And whereas Lights On After School, the national celebration of after-school programs held this year on October 27th, promotes the importance of quality after-school programs in the lives of children, families, and communities. And whereas more than 28 million children in the U.S. have parents who work outside the home, and 15.1 million children have no place to go after school. And whereas many after-school programs across the country are facing funding shortfalls so severe that they're being forced to close their doors and turn off their lights. And whereas Lincoln County is committed in investing in the health and safety of all young people by providing and expanding learning opportunities that will help the achievement gap and help close the achievement gap, I think that should read, and prepare young people to compete in the global economy. Now, therefore, we, the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, do hereby proclaim October 27th, 2016, as Lights On After School Day in Lincoln County, and encourage the citizens of Lincoln County to engage in innovative after-school programs and activities that ensure the lights stay on and the doors stay open for all children after school. Any comments from my colleagues?
I just think this is another example of programs that prepare our children and students to be more successful, and anything we can do to support that effort, I think, is worthwhile.
100% agreement. It's one of the bigger challenges we face in education is how do we keep children safe and productive when they're not only in school but out of school. And we have some programs in Lincoln County, and they need support. I know that they're struggling financially.
And I will agree with both of you. You know, I think back maybe a dozen years to a meeting I was at where someone asked the question, you know, when do you think a young person is most likely to get into trouble? And a lot of people said Friday night, Saturday night. And I said wrong, between the time they get out of school and their parents get home from work. So that just helps underline the importance. All right. I will entertain a motion, please.
I'll move for approval of the resolution proclaiming October 27th, 2016 as Lights On After School Day in Lincoln County.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We move on to adoption of the consent calendar. These are routine items. Anything that commissioners or staff would like to highlight or approve? You know, I think there's one that we should probably make note of, item H3. This is an amendment to the jurisdictional transfer agreement for the bypassed section of Highway 20.
Yes, Commissioner says yes.
And if you elaborate just a little bit, Mr. Belmont, I also know it's Mr. Kenyon
is
here.
Yeah, this is, again, part of the process for completion, really, of the entire project. It includes the transfer of the what is the old Highway 20 Crystal Creek Loop, which we'll be talking about a little bit in the next couple of weeks too, to Lincoln County, and also now reflects this amendment reflects the increased funding that's going to be provided to Lincoln County for acceptance of that particular road.
And do we have a dollar figure on what that?
I'm going to defer to Mr. Kenyon. I think. Do you remember that off the top of your head, or I?
I do.
Tanya may have that in the. I don't remember the exact color. No.
I'm Roy Kenyon, Lincoln County Public Works Director. In 2005, when the original agreement was drawn up, the cash deal that went along with the jurisdictional transfer was $858,000. In 2009, with the First Amendment, that number was actually left alone. It remained to be $858,000. Finally, we've gotten to the point of actual transfer and the finalization of that. And we felt that those numbers were old and tired. And so we went back to the board with ODOT, and they actually offered up $1.1 million. And so that is what the number is on the new amendment number two.
And so this is an inflationary adjustment, basically?
Basically, it is. We actually run the numbers several different ways. We went with inflation over that period of time. We also went with the increase in the price of asphalt, the increase in the price of doing business. Both numbers came out relatively equal. And so, this was a number that we thought was doable. And the money goes towards maintenance of the road surface on what's going to be the new county road. Over the years, the road's taken quite a beating. There's some issues that are starting to show, and this money will go towards patching some of the areas that we have some base failure, doing some asphalt work, and just overall maintenance of the road.
Commissioner Thompson.
So I drove the other day and looked kind of, and I could see the chicken skin effect there in some of the areas. Mm-hmm. What kind of areas are we looking at that need to be?
Those are the kind of areas that we're actually going to do something with over the next couple of years. Basically what it is the base underneath the road starts to fail, and you get this what they call alligator cracking that shows up through, and it starts out as cracking, and then over a period of time it actually then becomes a little bit of a depression, and then it holds water, and then that actually increases your rate of deterioration. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go in, we're going to grind these spots out, and you've seen on other stretches of Highway 20 where they've done this grinding and asphalt inlay work, it's for the most part, it's a Band-Aid. It's not, it's not like a brand new overlay, but what it does is we will grind out 4 to 6 inches of old asphalt, do some rebase work, and fill that in to basically restabilize the road surface.
So with there being less traffic on that, you expect that what kind of life expectancy do you expect to see on a regrinding job?
Well, with what we're expecting for traffic on this road, I would say that if it's done properly, which we will do it properly, we'll get 20 years out of it.
Thank you. And just a little more context for everybody. As Mr. Kenyon mentioned, this agreement was originally executed back in 2005, I think about the time we broke ground for the new Highway 20 project. And at that time, not only did we immediately accept the Otter Crest Loop into the county system, up until that time, it had still been part of the state highway system, but the second part of the agreement was for us to accept the bypass section once the new highway was open. Basically, as I recall it, ODOT wanted to see the county put some skin in the game to help make the project feasible, and by relieving them of these maintenance obligations, we did just that.
It's a critical local match to make the project come to fruition.
I might also just emphasize the fact that, as Director Kenyon's already pointed out, the $1.1 million figure, there's some data that supports the fact that that's a reasonable figure, not just necessarily one that was inflation adjusted and has no other justification. So I think that's important to note.
That it reflects actual increase in asphalt costs as well.
Yep.
All righty. Any further questions for Mr. Kenyon? not, I'd entertain a motion for adoption of the consent calendar, including this amendment.
I'll move for approval of the consent calendar.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, no public hearings. We've got a couple of decision and action items out. Jerry, please come forward.
Thank you.
In his role as undertaker once again, and Commissioner Thompson gets to play executioner once more.
Oh, no.
Killing off more special districts.
For the record, Jerry Herbage, Assistant County Counsel. You have before you two matters. I'd like to address the Roads End Sanitary District first, because it's like the second one, and then I can just tell you what's different about it. Right, this is a board project that Wayne has spearheaded to take care of our certain special districts that are not active or should otherwise be dissolved. And what you should note about the Roads End Sanitary District resolution before you is that it is an interim step. So what it does is adopt findings of fact and a plan for dissolution and liquidation. You might ask why. It's because in this case, as opposed to Solacy, and as Wayne had indicated last time, they're all unique, what we need to do is do an interim step. I think the final dissolution should be in about 2 weeks. And you might ask why we do this. Well, the statute requires it, and it may not make a lot of sense, but what it says is that these findings of fact and plan of dissolution and liquidation need to be on file with the clerk for like 10 days. And so we're just following the letter of the law on that. There could be other ways of doing it, as but this is the statutory cautious approach, the prudent approach. I think you're all aware of the history. If we go back to 2012, I'll keep this short, but there was an annexation by Lincoln City of almost all of the Roads End Sanitary District and the Water District as well. So we have like three remaining residences and some remaining properties, but not a lot. Most of the assets and liabilities were previously transferred pursuant to an agreement. They went from the district to Lincoln City. And we know that the district hasn't been active for a number of years. Wayne had asked me to check actually with the remaining residences, and I wanted you to know actually the way I did that is through the offices of the county, but they're all receiving the services they need. So I want you to be aware that when you go through this process, no one is being cut off of an essential service. Okay, that was part of our due diligence. Further part of our due diligence was to contact a number of persons familiar with the district to make sure we're okay on the assets and liabilities. We talked to the attorney who represented the sanitary district and Lincoln City's attorney, Richard Apicello, and so on and so forth. And we did a lot of background work on this. So let's get to the nuts and bolts. The nuts and bolts is found in Exhibit A. And if we look at assets and liabilities, most everything was previously taken care of. What we do have remaining, and you have a copy of it, is that our treasurer actually has $46,106.53 of remaining district money that should be transferred to the city to be consistent with the annexation and the agreement on the books. So, in addition, if you look at the plan, findings of fact and plan for dissolution and liquidation, you'll see a chart of the assets previously transferred to Lincoln City from the district. That gives you some history. What we're asking is for the board to approve this resolution and the findings of fact and plan of dissolution and liquidation. And what it really calls for is for this to be filed and in a couple of weeks to present to you the final order of dissolution. And at that time, we're asking that the remaining dollars in the hands of the county treasurer be forwarded to Lincoln City. It is. What's interesting when you look at this is the district did not collect taxes anymore beginning with the 2013-2014 year. What that means is that it is possible that there could be some additional assets, and if those come forth, we're asking that those be forwarded to the city as well. That was part of our due diligence to check that.
And Jerry, just to clarify, I think when you're saying assets, you're talking about uncollected taxes that are later collected. So there would be a distribution to the city from the district if those taxes are collected. I think they're at, I think we talked to the treasurer and they're at 99-point-something percent. So there's a few dollars that could still roll in that would go to the city.
99% collected.
Collected so far. So
yeah. So that's exactly right. And we did have the treasurer review these documents, and the treasurer is satisfied. So moving on to the water district. Water district situation is essentially the same, went through the same history and process as the sanitary district for Rhodes End. But one difference is that basically there isn't a list of assets on this one. It's just they took care of that, and the city didn't have that. I know that that all got taken care of at the time of the transfer. Also, our treasurer is not holding additional funds for this district that would go to the city. However, it's the same thing as Wayne had indicated. It's possible that there could be a few dollars out there that could go back to the city, and we have accounted for that in this resolution. Happy to answer questions. What we'll do if you approve this is we will have this filed with the clerk, but we'll also have a note that, you know, the public is welcome to take a look at this if there's any interest in it, and that should be out for 10 days. Then I will prepare the final orders of dissolution, and you will then at that time have completed the dissolution of three districts. These would be the second and the third. We have a couple more in the hopper, and actually got notice of another one, so there's a sixth one I have to look at. But you're making good progress on this, and I wanted you and the public to be aware that there's been a lot of good housekeeping that's been done on these issues.
Very good, thank you. Questions from the Board of Commissioners?
Pretty straightforward.
Yep. Seems like you've laid it out very clearly and comprehensively for us.
Thank you. I think one of the key facts is that if there should be some revenues realized in the future, they would be distributed to the city.
That's part of what we're doing with this mechanism. Would you like to do the honors, Commissioner Johnson?
You want to do one or both?
Maybe one at a time.
Okay.
Just for record.
I'd like to doing a resolution to adopt findings of fact and a plan for dissolution and liquidation for the Rhodes End Sanitary District.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded to adopt findings of fact and a plan for dissolution and liquidation of the Rhodes End Sanitary District. All in favor say aye.
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 I'll entertain another motion, please, on the second resolution.
I'll move for approval of the resolution adopting finding of fact and a plan for dissolution and liquidation, no pun intended, of the Rhodes End Water District.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We thank you, Jerry, and good work. And now we move down to reports. Reports from commissioners.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just mention that on Monday I attended my final meeting for an advisory committee working with Department of Land Conservation and Development on draft rules to implement House Bill 4079, which I helped advocate for, which was adopted by the legislature. Just one small piece, but maybe for some communities another piece of the puzzle in addressing housing affordability. Right now, if cities want to expand their urban growth boundaries, it's a really complicated process. Legislature passed 4079, which said we're going to set up a pilot program to make it easier for a city to expand its urban growth boundary if the purpose is to provide affordable housing. And even though the bill is a few pages long, having rules to implement it, that's a pretty lengthy and complicated process. I was on there with the city manager of Hood River, public and private housing developers, land use advocates. It was a good group, a good further education on housing issues. DLCD will adopt these rules next spring. One city above 25,000 in population will be able to apply, one below it. And then the commitment from the legislature was they'll evaluate the results, and if they think it's worthwhile, consider expanding the program statewide.
More to come.
Yes, indeed. Now's the time when we request constituent input. Anybody can address the board on any topic for 5 minutes. Seeing none, we are ready to adjourn. The next meeting of the Board of Commissioners will be 1 week from today, Wednesday, November 2nd, right here. Should also mention that next Tuesday afternoon, November 1st, the annual meeting between the Board of Commissioners and the Confederated Tribes of the Siletz Indians Tribal Council will be taking place in the council chambers at the tribal office in Siletz. Till then, we're adjourned.